The delights and the pleasures of a man without care for the present are sweet, but within prove a snare. The extravagant youth who in frolics runs mad, being virtuous or much, will have cause to be sad. Debauchers are sorrows and robs us of rest. 'Tis the temperate man with enjoyment is blessed. From 15 till 30, just half of my time, I have lived in excess and have thought it no crime. My father being dead, I was left a young fool, companion for none but for boys in the school. Debauchers are sorrows and robs us of rest. 'Tis the temperate man with enjoyment is blessed. Then some of my friends did begin for to chat that I had an estate. I soon hearkened to that, and I quickly found tutors to show me the way, in ranting and roaring to spin night and day. These tickled my fancy with vice a la mode. Then I must be riding in that pleasant road. I quickly arrived to a wretched estate, to act what the devil could think or create. But since they are past, I will count it no sin to name them in order as I did begin. But my chief delight was in vice a la mode, and I often was riding in that pleasant road. First the tavern me courted to lend it some coin, and to taste of these blessings that sprang from the vine, which I found to be pleasant and always inviting. So sweet is that sin which we most do delight in, the fiddlers to curse and the drawers command, is enough for those fops who no more understand. The bottles of Bacchus did my strength overcome, and with empty pockets sent me reeling home. Sick qualms of the stomach did blame my hard drinking, but I counted repentance was scarce worth my thinking. The fiddlers to curse and the drawers command is enough for those fops who no more understand. When high for a wench, when my blood it was warm, if she were but in rags, she might easily charm and enjoy all I had, if she seemed to be kind and would simper out body to tickle my mind. Then home to her lodging she might easily draw me. My flames made me bold, that I cared not who saw me. Though it was but a hole where this lady did lie, she made me amends, you shall hear by and by, with a kiss and a smile and a sigh a la mode. She guided my hand to the very right road, which home to her lodging full often did draw me. My joys were so great, but I cared not who saw me. That sport I soon learned, and that which is worse, she taught me to swear and to damn and to curse, that in half a year's time I had practiced so well, that for drinking and whoring there's none did excel. For swearing and cursing is common discourse, I thought if left out, made my language the worse. Then next to accomplish myself like a man, I must learn for to game well as fast as I can. With some bully Hector I must venture a pound. There's enough of those blades that may quickly be found. For swearing and cursing in common discourse, and to win all my guineas, which I thought much worse. All which by degrees my estate did so waste, I began to think that I made too much haste, being cloyed with enjoyments of such foolish pleasure. I'll now lead my life in a temperate measure, yet with a true friend to be merry and jolly, with a bottle or two, I do count it no folly. What we drink in excess makes the appetite dull, and empties the bags, be they never so full. It shortens our lives and deprives us of health. Then, young men, beware and make much of your wealth. Yet with a true friend to be merry and jolly, with a bottle or two, I do count it no folly.